Good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Sum of Us. I'm Anna. And where's my Liz? Hello. Oh, my goodness. What's going on?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Awesome.
And I'm Liz.
Always something. And she's Liz.
And I'm Liz. Anyway, I think I was muted. I don't know what happened. Hi, my love.
Hello.
So I'm okay. Well, I'm okay. And I wanted to mention this to you on Tuesday's show that my shipment of Magic Mind came.
Yeah.
And And I know, you know, we can always schedule a special show or you can edit and extract from this one. But I wanted to let you know that I actually tried it for the first time before the show Tuesday. But the opportunity to really talk about it didn't come up because there was a lot there was a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took it for the second time yesterday when I was at work. And what I really like about it is that for people without a caffeine sensitivity, and of course I don't have a caffeine sensitivity. Hello, she's Colombian. I got coffee in my brain, in my veins. I'm Colombian. So coffee is like, you know, a food group. So I love how you, if you don't have a caffeine sensitivity, that it's encouraged that you kind of take it alongside your coffee. So it's a shot. So I tried it for the first time Tuesday show. And
yeah.
I really, really liked it because I felt a calm yet a sustained through line of energy. And then what was great yesterday at work, on Wednesdays I teach two classes, so it's a long day, and I really felt that for the whole day, and I only just took it, you know, once in the morning, that it really kind of just grounded yet energized me, but in a very calm and grounding way, and very interesting, because I noticed it Tuesday and again yesterday. And I think because of that sort of alignment grounding kind of energy, that I felt more present. And therefore, when you're more present, you can listen more effectively, if that makes sense. So far, so good. I like it. That's my testimonial.
Good.
I said, we could do it. We could do a show. We could do whatever. But I wanted to share with you. First of all, to say thank you because it came and it was a very lovely surprise. I didn't expect to get it, but thank you. That was very generous, and I like it. And it's cool because I think they call themselves the first productivity wellness shot or something. So
yes.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Anyway,
and
just wanted to tell you that.
This is exactly what they are asking us to do, is try the product and have an honest opinion on it and what you think. I think I was going to jump on. And it's funny because, you know, in marketing you have all this, like, you know, we want you to do this and this and this. And it's like, you know, and I think they thought our shows were pre-recorded and they wanted to hear the show before we did the show. And I said, well, our shows are live and it's going to be spontaneous. And they're like, oh, that's great. Just send us a copy of the show whenever you do it. And I said, well, that's great. So, you know, that to me, thank you. That was great. I mean, I haven't really talked about it because, you know, we've been chatting, but
good.
Now that you've tried it and
twice.
So we'll throw it out that this show is sponsored by Magic Mind. Okay. So that's cool. And I'll add the link in there and we'll talk about it more, you know, throughout the show, and that's fine. They don't, you know, they're like, you don't have to talk about it the whole time, but the cool part is, I love what you said because, and you know, that's exactly what it does. If you do drink coffee, the really cool part is it mellows that caffeine out. I don't drink coffee all the time. And I've tried
it with coffee and without coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing that I've realized is that I don't get tired during the day when I use it. I don't, you know, sometimes during the day you have that lull period.
Yeah.
And so, excuse me, so it's nice to have, it's nice to just have a nice harmonized day, I guess. And with everything that's been going, for me, and this is, you know, what I was going to talk about is, you know, the past month really with family flying in and or out of the, out of the U.S. and all of that, taking people to the airport, having people in my home, hosting people, Gloria being not well. And
there's a lot happening,
traveling. And, and so what I found is it gives me, you know, when we say an energy boost, it's not like drinking a Red Bull. It's nothing like that. Like,
no,
I know people drink those things and they are like, they're kind of agitated and this is, doesn't agitate you at all.
No.
It's really cool. It's got good stuff in it. Actually, you were talking about it and I have a card sitting here and I'll tell you, if you're listening in, it, I mean, it's like matcha and mushrooms. It's all natural. It's like a green drink. So it's like a green shot. And
it's good.
So, like, I take it around 8 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'll get up early, do my meditations and stuff, and then I'll, you know, feed the animals, and I'll do a shot before I, you know, get on the computer to start doing stuff. And it just, for me, I realized that I was having some brain fog. And this is before you sent, you forwarded me that email. And I noticed I had brain fog, and when I started taking this, it's clarity. Like, I'm clear. So the thought process is there, and it's a nice opening up of, you know, my brain synapses, I guess. I don't know what to say, but it's, you know, one of their things that say it's for focus, it's for energy, and it's for less stress. And I think a culmination of everything that was going on with me. I don't know. I always say law of attraction because I was thinking about the brain fog. You forwarded me that email. I got in touch with Magic Mind. They sent me a sample of the green drink. I used it. It was amazing. I ran out for 3 days, I think, and I could tell the difference. And so I ordered some for you and Raven. I'll be ordering you. I had to get her email address because I guess they confirmed it with you. I don't know. That's what they needed is an email address. And then you, and so, yeah, so this is a cool conversation and it's something that, and I have a couple other people who actually used it and, or have tried it just locally because you can get it like in local stores. They're chatting with us about, you know, being a possible sponsor. So they, you know, we have to, it's like you want to be in alignment with folks who help you out with the shows, you know, who are working with us. My background is in marketing and I am not a pusher of anything. But I will talk about stuff that works for me and share that information. So we do, I know they gave me a link and I posted it on my social media, for January. I'm going to see if they've got something else, like they offer a percentage off and stuff like that. So it's really cool. So I'll put that link in our information.
Oh, amazing.
There,
what was impressive is that it sort of just kept, I was surprised because my day, you know, my life, you know, my days are long and there's always so much going on, but I felt like it carried me through the whole day. And then once my obligations, you know, working and being a mom and all the things that I do, I'm running around in New York City like a lunatic, that like just that one shot at the top of the day was all I needed. And then I was just like, just calm, you know, when it was time to be calm.
How did you
calm? Oh, I thought I've been sleeping good. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
no,
I'm not
like
up
no
in
problem.
The middle
of the night. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, not at all. No, no. I like it a lot, and I have to also say too, whoever is doing their art, I think their packaging is beautiful,
isn't it? Though,
like
it's really
it's
cute.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. I'm like all into all of this. Yeah. So, they had sent the show. an email, and to be really honest, because I'm not the producer of the show, you know, I'm on air talent. I'm not the producer of the show. So anything that falls in that realm, you know, I'm just going to forward it to you. And I didn't really pay too much attention to it. And I'm glad that you did, because here we are. So I'm glad that they wrote the show.
Well, and actually was kind of, you know, again, you're searching for something and it shows up. So this is a great example of how things show up for you. It's interesting how, because we used to do green drinks. We used to make green drinks all the time, and spinach and matcha and chia seeds and, you know, celery, you know, whatever. We throw all that stuff
all
in there.
Yeah.
We blend it up, but it's a lot of work.
It's messy. Then you got to clean it. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. So for anybody that's popping in on us now, we're talking about the Magic Mind productivity shot that a couple of us are trying, and Liz is just telling me she's used it and taken
twice.
It, and it's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yes. I like it.
So it's just, yeah, so the guy who created this, basically he went to the doctor with a heart issue, and they said it was too, you know, coffee and stress, right? So he basically I think he went to a naturopath. Hang on, I do have this card. He was diagnosed with a heart condition and explained the two major culprits were too much stress and too much caffeine, and they were related. So I believe he I'm not sure.
He said that he should drink green tea.
His intake. Yeah, well, he said he suggested tea. And so the compounds in the tea, he was looking at that, and he's like, they told him the compounds in the tea would absorb the caffeine, and, you know, how it reacts to your body, or your body reacts to it.
The molecular structure or something,
yeah, so... He started doing this research, and he had a scientific advisory board, and they created this drink, and I can't even pronounce some of these names, but I see the mushrooms, and I've taken mushroom supplements and stuff before, but it's got matcha, and it's got ashwagandha, which I love that word, turmeric.
I love ashwagandha.
You know, it's just a bunch of really good, stuff. So yeah, if you're interested in that, go to magicmind.com and check it out. I will put a link in the show notes after the show. I'll add that. And just with the clarity. I took mine probably about 30, you know, just before the show, probably about 8:15 or so. So doesn't ramp you up like an energy drink. It just
numb.
Yeah. So, and I think it's interesting. You know, I have had my moments. I had a moment last night, which was really odd, and I got really agitated. So, I think it was a culmination of, and, you know, I'm human, hey.
But you got short-circuited. We're supposed to get agitated.
I was being a five-year-old stomp on my feet. No, I drove over to see my Globy, and I just had some emails come in and some phone calls that were coming in that were, you know, I allowed the pressure, you know, so I allowed the irritate. You know, I have to just say no. I have to stop. And it really, it's just
the best word in the Lingo's language, no. the best invention in the world. Being able to block somebody. Blocking and saying no. A girl's best friend.
Well, I want to have it not necessarily always like it needs to happen today. And it's like, yes, and that's your choice. You know, I have to know. I love to help people. You know that. I love to be of service. And when somebody demands something of me, I think it's
dismissive.
You know, just saying, I'd like to have it today, or did you do this already? I love
that. No, I don't like that. Don't be checking up on me. Nope. It's dismissive. Don't disregard me. You're doing something out of the kindness of your heart. You are not the help. I don't like that. You know, because
I say this all the time. I mean, it is business. But it is business. And the for me, you know, when I'm doing graphics and stuff, I could do it in the same day. At the same time, there's a couple of day grace period to get it done.
But so it's none of their business. That. As long as you deliver, you deliver. But, you know, you're not the help. I'm sorry, business or not business. It's really about honoring that feeling of someone just really bypassing, you know, your humanity, right? They just want you to deliver. And yes, I understand with business, nobody cares. You know, I tell my students, don't be the problem, be the solution.
They don't care.
Be the solution, not the problem. They don't care that, you know, your cousin and your ex-boyfriend are having an affair. They don't care that that's why you didn't make the deadline or whatever. They don't care, you know?
Right.
But I also don't like, because you can feel it, you know, you can feel it in your gut. Someone is sort of just bypassing you, and then you kind of feel a little bit like the help. You have to honor that also. And I'm not saying that this is your case at all. But you want people to honor your humanity, and as long as you deliver by the deadline, you know, you do what you got to do on your terms because you're running things, you know, just delivering whatever it is for that client. Now, you want them to perceive that they're the only client you have, but at the same token, they shouldn't dismiss your humanity. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, it's my choice to train people to be a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly. Absolutely.
And I've realized that I have trained this person to treat me in a certain way, and it's time to untrain.
Right.
We do have, a caller raising their
Before we take the call, let's just put a pin in it because you're absolutely right. What you just said, I just want to piggyback on that, okay? You just said, because that's what we do, and you're absolutely right. We train people to do that. But what that is that is reinforcing an unconscious default setting that we weren't aware of due to whatever of our own abandonment. So we thank this person and this situation because it brings us closer, being in alignment and conscious alignment with ourselves and to no longer be in self-abandonment because that's a trauma response and that is a survival instinct that no longer serves us. So we thank that person for that opportunity and there's the gift. Okay, let's take the call. I just had to say that.
Hello. No, that was wonderful. It's so true. And I said that last night. I had some dear friends who, you know, we're at Glow's and there's generally always several other people there. So several friends, Kathy and Sandra especially, who like really helped me shift how I was feeling, you know. And it's so interesting how everybody around the room was there. Let's see, Amy, you know, it's like everybody was there and they were really helping me and supporting me hugging me and loving me. And, you know,
Sandra and I were doing
Ho'oponopono. Yeah, no, that's the support and that's the gift as well. So I realize.
And you give it to everybody, but we're not used to receiving that. Hello?
I'm receiving that. Yeah. Yeah. So wonderful.
I'm hugging you right now. Like, okay, let's take the call.
Yeah.
Hugging you. Okay.
Oh, take the call. It's area 912.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Caller, who's this?
This is Tessa.
Ah, Tessa.
Hello,
how you doing?
Yogananda. She's in the gym. She's on the mat. She's doing it with her son. I mean, you're just Miss Instagram. Like, I love it. So I feel I know what's happening. Yeah, no, it's gorgeous. I'm going to get the database. I know she wants the car, but talk to us.
Yes, because what you guys are talking about is, like, really on point for, like, what's going on in my life. Like, I think so November, the girl that was the manager, she ended up getting another job. So naturally, everything got pushed to me because we were like a small company. So it's like, well, at the time, it was just three of us working there. Now, somebody new has bought the company. So right after she quit, somebody new buys the company. And now everything is just like, it's like a hurricane
all over
right now.
It's shambles. Yeah, I feel it. Yeah,
it's all over the place. it's like you promote me to manager, but I more so just feel like I'm just here to, like, train people because it's just hard to manage anything because everybody's trying to get it to a space that they understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the old way of me telling them things, like, doesn't make sense at all. Like,
right.
I guess the owners have went off for training, and they see where, like, the company is heading as far as, like, the newer technology, but it hasn't been put in place yet. So he wants move in the direction of the newer technology, but we still are, like, kind of even – I'm trying to get them to learn how to ring stuff up right. You know what I mean? So it's just
these are
really frustrating.
These are unrealistic expectations. And, again, it's bypassing – it's funny what we were just talking about. It's bypassing, you know, what got thrown. You are blindsided. It's like they energetically just threw up on you, and now you're dealing with the mess, and it's disgusting. And I'm really feeling it that way, you know? Like, why would I even say something in such, like, terms? But that's the energy that I'm getting from this, Tessa. And correct me if I'm picking this up wrong, but I'm really just feeling like this is toxic. This is really disregarding your contribution. And and I do want to say, too, what I'm getting is that it's not so much reflective of you, because there is a part of somebody in management, maybe like one person really appreciates who you are, but because it's almost like they're in the undertow of the ocean, like they're trying to keep themselves from drowning. And they're just trying to just put out the fires, but they're doing it with a thimble. And they're expecting you to, like, sort of, like, save the day. And they're not really paying attention. So what would be the question to us about the situation? That's just sort of my energy read on it. Am I on the right track with this, what I'm feeling?
You're definitely in the right field with that.
Okay.
I guess it's like, because a couple weeks ago I did have an interview with another job.
I was going to say, there's another job. I feel there's another job. I was going to say
And so I guess I'm just in the waiting period to hear back from it, because it is with the state. But I guess when I first came along that job, it kind of made me feel bad because I'm in this situation. These are brand new owners. They know nothing about the print business, graphic design, and stuff like that. But at the same time, like, I know I need to step out and get a newer job. Like, I need more money.
Are those people you got to take care of you. If you're not going to feel bad, somebody else is going to feel bad. Does it matter? And you know, and I hate to say this because it can happen to any of us, you know that when you're working at a job and somebody gets let go or they quit or whatever, it's really crazy how quickly in the culture of the job, it could be like the next day. It's almost like that person never even worked there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's been like that. It's definitely been like that, like, you know, and I know they're going to go find extra help. They're going to go do what they need to do. So that's
this isn't your problem.
Like,
are they paying you for this to be your problem? Are you getting paid extra for this to be your problem? Are you getting the bonus?
No.
Are you getting the promotion? So, no. So I know this feels harsh, but are they making sure you and TJ are good and stable during this transition? No, it's not even occurring to them because they're drowning. And I was thinking, like, I think she needs to look for another job, but there's another job on the horizon, and then that came out of your mouth. So look at this as an incubation period. Oh, she's in the car. Are you getting gas? What's going on? Look at this
Getting in my car.
I know you were. I said, oh, she's in the car. Look at this as an incubation period. Okay? And those little chicks and the little eggs, okay, they're not to be disturbed. So on the surface, okay, you can do your due diligence, but what I'm getting is that switch your energy, and I'm getting a very stable, quiet sense. I'm also getting grandmother energy. Have you been feeling a grandmother who's passed?
Yes,
I'm feeling
her,
Yes. Oh, somebody, yes,
her number,
who's coming
her
in?
Her birthday number has been popping up a lot. Her birthday is July 13th, so I always see 7/13.
That's been coming up. I'm feeling grandmother energy, okay? And I'm feeling this calm strength. Like, I don't feel like she was this loud, crazy, brash. I'm feeling like it was almost like she's stoic. Like, she didn't need to say a lot of things, because it was just such a powerful matriarchal presence. Am I on the right track with this?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so that means she's here. And then I feel like use her energy as like the model for you to pursue your divine alignment. Okay? And I want you to repeat to yourself in between the moments when you get in the car, hello, in between the moments, I want you to repeat yourself in between the moments of anxiety and the, this bullshit, Tessa, is all an illusion. And I want you to repeat to yourself 24/7. I don't know your last name. You don't have to say it on the air. But my name, first and last name, my name is Tessa, last name, and I am divinely aligned. That's your homework. That will neutralize the externals. That will neutralize the story. It's just the story. This is a gateway for you to level up, and you continue to plant seeds. Okay, so you apply for the state job, look for other work. You are incubating. You're a little baby chick, okay? And with this job, 90% of the effort is to look cute and show up and get your check. And get your check. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then you are just with your pursuit, you keep that shit underground, and you ask your grandmother for support, and you keep repeating to yourself, I am in divine alignment. Is there a Mary or a Mary Jane or somebody? I don't know if there is there somebody. I'm getting a Mary M, an M name. Anybody at the job? Anybody around you? Or if you can't come up with it now, just file that. But I'm getting like an M. Okay. So just file that. If it makes sense, let us know. And let's have you pull a message for yourself. But that's what's going on. Okay, so I have the database up, and Anna can hit the music whenever she's ready. Okay, so the number associated with this, maybe the MJ, or maybe you got to listen to Mary J. Blige. I don't know. Anyway, I got M or MJ. Thank you. Drama. That song never gets old. Okay. Listen to some Mary J. Blige. Okay. That's funny. That's your mom's favorite singer. Of course it is. Okay. The number associated with this message is 322. Okay. Wow. This is your message. Acknowledge every step which leads you to the transformed you. I'm going to repeat the first part of this message. Acknowledge every step which leads you to the transformed you. The journey with all its complex contrast may be painful at times, yet amazing. Can I get an amen? Because that's what's going on.
Amen.
I'll read it again. Hello. Acknowledge every step which leads you to the transformed you. The journey with all its complex contrast may be painful at times, yet amazing. 322, please take it away, Anna.
Okay, 322. I'm looking at these numbers. Two is co-creation, so working with people, supporting, being of service. So the twos are, you know, your service numbers are also peacemakers. And but in this experience, this is about being in a co-creative space with someone. That three itself is a creative number. So it's using your creativity, using what you know, experiencing, experiencing the gifts in life, right? So as these numbers, I'm like, you know, everything we do here is about a co-creative experience. So those twos are being, to me, are being reinforced. You know, you, as far as, you know, you and doing, you know, if this is pertaining to a job, it is about working with people, a togetherness, and co-creating in that way. Now, when you do add these numbers together, there is seven, which I call the God number. So it's very much tapping into the divine and tapping into source to guide you, co-creative experience, and using your creativity to move you through. Just know, I mean, you're not doing it by yourself. Know that. This is very important that you understand. You're not doing it by yourself. You have the power of the co-creative experience with other people to bring whatever it is into your experience. Now you're talking about, you know, going out and getting these jobs and anytime you work in an environment where there are other people, obviously you have to co-create with them. I mean, I think now even, you know, as like I work remotely, I'm still co-creating with other people. So there's always, it doesn't matter. Like you're never alone in that experience and you're never really ever alone in life itself. It's everything is a co-creative experience. So to me, this says, you know, co-create, use your creativity, use what you know, and experience this not only for yourself but with other people. So 3-2-2.
Three, okay. 2-2. And she's like, I'm going to play the numbers because I know you like to play the numbers. I'm like,
I do.
Yes, I do. See, I know that girl. How do you feel about it? Take a breath.
Yes, thank you, ladies, so much. I'm definitely going to make sure, like, I'm just recentering myself for the day.
Look cute and show up. And when you're feeling funky, but just make this a habit. My name is Tessa, whatever your last name is, and I am divine alignment. That's what's going to get you through. Okay. That's what's going to get you through. And give us a call back, Stranger Danger, and let us know how you're doing.
Will do. I love y'all.
Love you.
Love you too.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
Hi, darling. We love her. She's been with us from the beginning too. Love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And we, you know, we're moving through stuff. I mean, definitely being pushed to do more of, you know, for me, it's always the push to do more, you know, more of my spiritual work, more of being in that place of trusting that the divine has your back. I mean, that's a big, you know, even part of that 3-2-2 that showed up. It's trusting your co-creative experience with the divine, with spirit, and knowing that,
love that.
Source has got your back, like, you know,
all day.
That would be, yeah. I mean, we're here to create, folks. I mean, that create whatever, you know, create families, create friendships, create, you know, articles, create computers, create paintings, music, whatever. We're here to create. Everything is a creation. We think it, it becomes. We think it, it becomes. Even in thinking, I got to create a new job. I have to create a new experience. It's a thought, then it's an actual reality. You know, this podcast, this, you know, this recording happened before, you know, it happened energetically before it happened now. How it plays out, who knows? And if you're, I mean, I can say that is part of the excitement of life, is not really knowing what the result is going to be. And sometimes it's amazing. And sometimes you're like, well, okay, I'll try again. It's like, let's try it again. That's it. That's life. And sometimes it doesn't feel great. And sometimes it is freaking amazing. Even the most mundane things can be exhilarating when you really see that. I mean, we joke around all the time going, you know, we have first world problems, because we do. I mean, I'm very honored to have family in other countries who I've, you know, if you've never been to Philippines. Now, just some of the places that you go in the Philippines, you're like, oh my gosh, I could never live here, you know? And people live there.
Yep.
People are happy. And that's the thing. I think there's actually a movie called Happy, and it goes to some of the far corners of the earth, talking to people who basically have huts, you know, with mud floors, and they're happy. And what makes them happy? Their family, mm-hmm. you know, they're going out every day, and their work isn't always easy. You know, they're out doing fields, or they're out, you know, going to town trying to sell wares and stuff. And there's always, there's something happening, right?
Yes.
So what do we take in that experience? You know, and I'm mm-hmm. just, I'm even talking to myself now. It's like, okay, what are you taking from that experience? What are you taking from, you know, the little bit of inundation that you got yesterday? How is that?
Right.
How can you be loving, kind, compassionate person and put mm-hmm. your boundaries up and understand that the boundaries are, they're good, they're healthy. Because sometimes, you know, that's what they were telling me last night. You know, sometimes you just have to say no. It's like you do. You
Thank
have to
you.
Say no.
Yep. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And it's okay.
They'll figure it out.
That's it.
They
have
They'll
to.
They'll figure it out.
That's the thing. Like my, you know, my motto has been, especially with my my marketing clients, are, you know, your success is my success. And I will bust my butt for somebody, you know. And
Absolutely.
At the same
yep.
point now, I'm like, you know, I feel like, I'm not, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to do it anymore.
That makes sense.
I mean, that's really.
Because at the end of the day, the energy isn't matched. You, and I say this to
Correct.
My students, I can't want this more than, you know what I mean? I can't want this
Correct.
More than you.
Correct.
That's it. End of story. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you, I've just had experiences where I've explained processes and they're not getting it, you know, because it is a muscle that's worked. And this is what I talk about
sure.
too when I do, you know, workshops and stuff. Everything you do for your business or in your life is a muscle that has to be worked. What that means
that's right.
is if you're wanting to think positively, you almost have to set a reminder. Like Anita Roush will say, put a rubber band. You know, that's an old tactic. Put a rubber band, and every time you have negative thought, you snap yourself. You know, like, whoa, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn it around. Let's flip it. That is so basic in understanding that your words have power, you know.
Yes.
And the more you work that muscle, the more that muscle gets worked, and then it becomes automatic, I guess is the word. And so you find
yep.
yourself as you're talking, and I do this, you know, so every once in a while I'll use a word. Sometimes I'll use a word that doesn't feel good just to get the point across. And at the same time, it's like, oh, yeah, that word has power. And so mm-hmm. how we present ourselves and how we speak is a very, when we speak out loud, to me, that's only a small percentage of what we're telling ourselves in our head. So a lot of times
yes,
you can tell
that's true.
How what kind of mind chatter someone has based on the conversations that they're having outside of themselves. So it's
mm-hmm.
about just flipping that information and moving into a state of grace, if you will, just ease and grace.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Yep.
Like, I want ease and grace. Let's do ease and grace, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
we could totally have that. Yes.
Yes. Do we want to pull over for the show? All right. I'm gonna play the music.
Okay. Wait. Let me load it up.
Oh.
Stand by. Wait. Okay. Wait. Okay. Now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Gotta load it. Okay. The number for this message is 815. Oh, interesting.
That's funny.
Okay, 815. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Calm the storm of exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
Calm the storm of exhausted frustration. And as you cry for the peace and rest you seek, know it is your lesson to no longer project onto others. Isn't this you
mm-hmm.
last night? This is
that
this
was
your
me.
Night last night.
Totally.
That was
That's
you last night.
Even those numbers, those are my numbers. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what you're laughing.
Yeah.
I'll read it again for everybody. This
mm-hmm.
is for you. This message is
mm-hmm.
for you.
It is.
That's funny. These messages are everything. Who wrote them? I don't know. All right. Calm the storm of exhausted frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And as you cry for the peace and rest you seek, know it is your lesson to no longer project on to others. 815.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Of course, when you add it up, it's a 5. So I'm a life past 5. So this is like reinforced.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm looking at this. One is the self, right? That's in the middle. I've got 5. I've got my life path. And I have 8, which is my company's called Studio 8 Creative.
That's
8
right.
is my
That's
most
funny.
Favorite number. It's also a number of abundance and manifestation. And it's
right.
That's the knowing for me. The 8 is the knowing for me that, yeah, mm-hmm. divine, you know, source got your back. Divine has got you, is holding you. And that's just a reinforcement of everything that I've been moving through. And all of us, I mean, really, it's about the self with the self, lowercase s, uppercase s, the self, human self, with the source, with the divine. And it's always that. It's always that. It's never just me and you. It's always me, the divine, you. It goes up, it comes down. We meet up, we come down in the manifestation.
Wow.
Yeah,
so true.
Yeah,
amazing.
So when people come in to co-create with you, the divine is showing you something. The divine is showing you to move you, you know, to different areas. Mm. It's never, with source, it's never good or bad. There's never a wrong way. There's just experience.
Right.
There's just perspective. There's just uniqueness. There's just love.
Right.
Love
right.
of really wanting to guide you energetically to where you want to go. And I'm taking you on this journey, and it's never an A to Z. There's never a straight line. It's always curved
right.
and moving and shifting. It is a journey. And we never get it wrong with Abraham, and we never get it done. It's always
right.
living in the gap of where you are
That's,
and where
yes.
you want to be.
That's right.
The work. There's, we're always in that gap, always. When we crawl out of that gap to where we are, guess what? We're looking and going, hey, now I want to go over there. You know, you're like,
yeah,
you know, swimming and dog paddling and crawling in mud and doing all kinds of stuff. Or you're skipping and you're laughing and you're dancing, however you get to that path. But you get there. And when you get there, you're looking and you're like, okay, I made it here. Now what's next? Because, and I see, and I, when you can sit down and see this in your life and experience this in your life, it is so amazing, you know, and you just have to laugh about it because you're like, okay, yeah, I asked for that. I asked for this. Here we go.
Amazing.
Anyway, I have a very big barking dog out here. I'm going to mute myself. If you will chat, that would be great.
Yes. Oh,
you wanna,
is that your father's dog?
It's my father's dog. She's having a conversation with something outside. I'm going to let her out.
Okay. So life
no, I mean, I'm here. I just...
Okay.
She stopped barking.
Yeah, take the dog out.
I'm here.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just going to let her out.
Yes. Living in a house in, you know, Atlanta. So with a beautiful backyard. Completely different from life in New York City.
She's out hot.
Okay, good. Okay, yay. taking care of business. Yeah, and have you heard from Alisa?
Barely. They're in Australia.
Oh,
and,
right. You said that. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
No, not really. I'm picking up Auntie today at 8. She flies in. She's not well.
Alisa said she's not doing so good.
She was
yeah.
not well. Yeah, so she said they wanted to keep her there for another week, and she said no. So she's coming in, so we're going to mask up, but we'll go get her. I'm like, I hope you brought masks. That's not fair to people on the airplane, you know. So
is she traveling?
Yeah.
Who's she traveling with, though?
With her brother, with my uncle.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Her brother. And a shout out to him, Uncle Eddie, and my brother. They all had birthdays yesterday. So that was actually my other uncle. I have two uncles and a brother. Yeah, and then I call my pseudo brother the woman that I stayed at her house on the lake. My friend Sandy, her brother, also Tony. I have a lot of Tonys. It was his birthday. Lots of February 7th birthdays. So it was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out
so
to them.
So you had to pick her up today. But, yeah, Alisa had mentioned when she was messaging me the other day that I guess between jet lag and everything else, just not quite, your aunt wasn't quite doing as well as everybody had hoped. So sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
You
know, everybody, I think everybody got sick. I'm going to say that. I think you guys partied too hard.
Basically.
Everybody pretty much got sick. So
yeah, Lisa lost her voice, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Who else got sick besides, Elisa lost her voice, your aunt's not doing great, like her parents also, Elisa's parents also, or no?
I don't know about, they were kind of, it's sort of weird, they were kind of congested going into the whole program, you know, like.
Oh, that's right, Elisa said that, like getting on the plane, and the plane will do it. How was your dad?
He got sick, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah,
wow. It was very, very interesting because, yeah, so he got sick, and his wife, of course, her brother's a doctor. So they, you know, he took care of him. He was fine. So,
that's good. But, yeah, it's like traveling the airport. And I wanted to say I got a message, a text very early this morning from Lolita, who also from traveling, she had to go. She has, you know, people, and I think originally from Philly, and she had to go to Philly like over 24-hour period to attend the funeral, and she said she wanted to call in and you know, offer messages, I think angel messages, and she hasn't done that because she got sick from traveling also.
Oh.
So it's kind of interesting that this, I heard about this very early this morning, and now you're sharing this. So kind of interesting, and all kind of related to travel in a sense.
Yeah, and that's why, because I actually FaceTimed with my dad a couple of times, and he was talking about it, and I said, he's like, I don't know, and I said, well, you were on how many airplanes? Like,
that's
how many airplanes
that will do
literally?
It. It's a petri
dish. Did you fly on? And they had two reunions. I said, you guys have been pushing it. One, you're flipped upside down. When it's day here, it's night there. You know, it's all of that. So I said, you've got to give yourself, I mean, he's 83. Like, give yourself a break.
You would never know it. Yeah.
He's just on. That dude is on. Like, he puts me to shame.
You know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you guys have very similar energy. You defy, you know, time and space. You would never know that this man was 83 years old. I still have a crush on him. Call me Uncle Tony. No, I'm joking. But seriously, just that beautiful spirit, just ageless, timeless. It's beautiful. He really could be the poster child of, like, how to really, like, live your life and not fall into that trap or that programming of not wanting to just enjoy squeeze every possibility, gorgeous possibility that life can offer, and walk through the tragedies, learn from them, come out better than ever, you know, explore your destiny, possibilities that you never could have imagined. And when you were talking earlier about, we're just, you know, revealing layer after layer after layer, and that's the life's journey. I think there's this huge distortion and misperception. Well, there's something wrong with us because we're still learning the lessons. That's the point. I think as we get older and we get wiser, our layers become more evolved and sophisticated, and we can move through things fearlessly and get to the other side almost instantaneously, but we can't bypass or feel that we're weak because we're still growing, changing, and evolving. It's like a baklava or a spinach pie. It's like these layers, these delicate layers, it doesn't hurt so much. It's part of being human. So we are going to suffer. We are going to suffer.
Yeah.
But if our suffering becomes more evolved and sophisticated because we understand that's an essential component to fulfillment and understanding and wisdom, the gateway to wisdom, then look at how we can support ourselves and therefore be of service to others without letting go who we are and what we need. And knowing that really should be the keystone, that's the core and the foundation to honor and love ourselves. That's essential. So I think when you were going through what you were going through yesterday, I think it really was energetically through these things that you were feeling, and you had people that were literally really having your back. And it's so rare. We're not used to getting that support. I'm very much the same. I will, when people will say, well, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm okay, you know, but let's deal with you. Because in a way, there's part of me that I don't even want to get into it.
Right.
Well, it's, you know, it's and we will, and we will divert it, you know. But what are we doing? Are we abandoning ourselves in doing that? Or we just don't want to get into, like, you know, we just don't even want to get into the energy that it takes to try to explain something that's so energetic and so abstract. How do we put it into language? Sometimes that's exhausting. Does that make sense?
You know what? It just dawned on me that,
yeah,
that there's a program there.
I'm like, oh girl, snap. That's a script. There's a script
that
for you.
That program, yeah, no, it's a program of,
yeah,
you know, we don't air our issues. We don't talk about our issues. You know, and granted, for me, and you've heard me say this, it's like on this show, you know, we're human and we have stuff that happens to us all the time. And
yeah,
what's our takeaway? Did we shift it? Did we move it? And that's the experience right there. And this is, oh, I just got goosebumps on that, because it's like,
good,
this is your programming of not talking about things that are coming up. And I think what happened was I went into a space. Oh, I got this. Thank you. I went into a space of total and absolute support with, you know, going to see Gloria, who, you know, I love that lady.
She's
I always
vulnerable.
Tell her, I love you so much, and I have no idea why. I'm just like, you know, I'm messing
right
with her. But it's like, I love her so much. And when I walked in, there were people there, and these people have become just dear friends, just dear.
That's lovely.
Dear,
it's a community that's being built.
It's like, oh my God,
oh,
it's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
No.
I love them
look at
so
that
much.
And you get to
oh
experience that. That's beautiful. No, that's
I
gorgeous.
Totally
it's
I
a
totally
privilege.
Got it.
It's
it
a,
is.
Yes.
Because I don't.
It's a privilege.
I don't talk about. I don't. You know. Yeah. I have. You know. I've got coaches and stuff like that, and I can talk. But you know, what do you talk about? And who do you? Who supports you? And it's like they do. They freaking support me. I got
yeah,
it.
You're not used to
thank
it.
You.
You're not used to it.
I'm not used. I'm not
get
used
to
it.
It.
But in
get
a place
used to
where
it.
People. Sandra and I were sitting there and we're doing the Ho'oponopono, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Because that experience, that coming into that experience, but being able to go to a space, and I will tell you, with everything that was going on yesterday, I almost said, you know, I'm not going to go because I need to handle things, you know. But then I got a text message from Glow, and it said, hey, you know, can you come over? We're doing something around 6-ish. I would love your energy here. And I was like,
look at that.
Yeah, I'll probably be late. And so I just kind of did what I could do. I was like, you know what? I don't need to handle. I'm good. I can just go.
That's good.
And so
right, because your greater purpose is your priority. And that was the signal. That was the message. Your highest purpose,
your greater purpose is
your priority. And you did that, and you shifted it. So good for you.
Yeah, and it's almost like it was source pulling me to go, like, you need to go. And so I went, and when I walked in, it was kind of like, almost like a relief of, okay, I'm going to be a bratty five-year-old, but these people are going to support me in my
right, but you chose yourself. Anna,
chose
we're
it.
Not used to choosing ourselves. It. So that's why it felt weird, because you consciously chose yourself. We unconsciously will bypass. We unconsciously do what you were upset about. We do what those people do. We dismiss our humanity. We dismiss what we need. We bypass our consciousness so we can just sort of be there and deliver. And that's what happened, because that's what we do to ourselves. And you were not going to show up to be there for Gloria, but because she requested you, your higher self knew, okay, this feels weird that I wouldn't normally do this, but I'm going to bypass me when they message me about, you know, checking up on me, and I'm going to shift it. And that was your gateway, that contrast.
Yeah.
Because you're
not
there
no
now.
Idea. I had no idea that all those light workers would be there.
Well, you didn't know, but you were supposed to show
up.
You did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was such a beautiful, and that was just an aha moment. I'll tell you, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just
that's why you did a show.
Mm-hmm. Nobody said, stop behaving like that. Nobody said, what is wrong with you? Nobody said that. They were
exactly.
They were hugging me. They hugged me and they said,
see?
We love you. And yeah, I'm like, oh my
they
gosh,
did for you
was...
what you do for everybody. You do this for a stranger on the street. You do this for somebody. You do this for anyone and anybody. But you don't do it
and
for you. And that's what you were protesting. That was your inner being, your inner child, because you said, I acted like a five-year-old having a tantrum. But that was the five-year-old trapped inside of you saying, bitch, will you please pay attention? I stopped doing all these things for all these people. Do it for the people that count. You will know. It's about quality, not quantity.
Yes.
So you are evolving in this shift of consciousness. And all growth is painful. That's
seems
it.
Like
this
it, right?
This is, yeah, no, that's what it is. This is turning lead into gold. This is alchemy.
Alchemy, yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
No, this is really, really good.
Totally
so, you know,
amazing.
Between that and a shot of magic mind, hello, you know, that's all a girl needs to survive in this world. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. No, it's good. Because I was thinking of
amazing.
Myself. When I got, like a gremlin. Like I was a gremlin. And I was, it was so
it had
weird.
Come out.
Like,
it
and
was
I, yeah.
In you.
And so, So I am going to shout
I'm
out
proud
to
of
them
you.
After the show. And I'm going to say, I had an aha moment. And you guys were there to support me last night. And I love you so much. And
beautiful.
I did. I turned it. And Gloria.
Of course you did.
We did. Like I went over, and she's like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm fine."
Yeah, right.
Uh huh.
You know, but Anna,
so Raven,
you know, you're the. I'm just gonna say this. You're the queen of the pivot.
I am.
You
the
really
queen of,
know.
I am the,
you are the queen of the pivot. But what was Raven saying? What was Marguerite saying?
Oh, she was just saying thank you for the show and have a great day. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you. We love you so much. And I'm so glad you're here. Yeah, I'm so glad. I mean, we have such loving, supportive people, you know, who are here.
Yeah. It's been really lovely because I don't know, because I lose track, how many shows we've done together in Elisa's absence. But I have to say, you know, it's really been wonderful. Doing these shows and you stepping in and just, you know, continuing our schedule. And I guess it's going to continue through the end of this month, if I'm not mistaken, which is great.
Yeah, we have next week. Yeah, the 22nd, she comes back. So.
Yeah. But you know, stay on it because I'm sure she's going to be jet lagged. You know what I mean? And and I know you're not saying to yourself, oh, no, I have to do another show with Liz. Oh, my God.
No,
when is Elisa coming back?
Well, what I told him last night was I love doing podcasts. I love doing the shows. And I love doing my energy work. And I love helping inspired entrepreneurs move through and learn. And I said, that's where I want to go. I've decided that's where last night, like I'm having all these epiphanies of what exactly it is that I really want to do.
Well,
and
that's
like,
what happened to clear the space so you could go into this aspirational direction. So that's good.
Yeah.
Proud of
you.
Okay. Let's leave
Thank
it there.
You.
Yeah. I
all
love
right.
you so much. So
I love
you. If you guys drink magic mind, people. If you guys need to get a hold of us, send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take amazing care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Thank you, everybody. And thank you for listening to Universal Radio.